Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Welcome, everyone. This is Jethro Smith, the founder of this wild show, Psychics Gone Wild. I have a lot of people tonight calling in, and the way to get a hold of us is at 773-897-6461. I've had some individuals tell me that it's a little confusing tonight, and they're having a little problems. Remember, iTunes also carries our show, so you can listen in. And don't forget that we also have a live chat room and Blog Talk Radio. So for those of you that are tuning in, definitely take that time and go in there and see what you've got. I have to tell you, it's wonderful. We're at the end of the week, and those of you who are tuning in here, hang on just a little bit. We've got a little bit of a wild thing because I've got my hostess here, the phenomenal actor, producer, psychic medium. This is not only a community activist. She's been communing with the spirit world since she was a toddler. She conducted her first seance at the age of 8 and has since worked on radio, TV, and film. We know her as Patty, and we love her as Patty Negri. How are you, Patty?
I am great, Jethro. Thank you so much. I love our new wild Thursday night, and I'm thrilled to be here on your beautiful Psychics Gone Wild. You know what I thought tonight might be a little goofy is somehow when I posted on Facebook, I just looked there, and it didn't, when usually I can click Facebook and it links to our Blog Talk page, and it didn't do that for some reason. So I had to scramble and search. So we might be losing a couple people there on the chat room. If you can't find us, just go to Google and find it that way. You know, type in Psychics Gone Wild, Jethro Smith, Patty Negri, and you'll eventually get there.
And they're really good about the fact that if you put in Thursday, because we just started that, it'll come up those keywords. So any of those three, Psychic, Jethro, Patty, Thursday, Gone Wild. And I had a friend tell me yesterday that they realized that if they type in Psychics Gone Wild, is on our group a lot, and they were telling me the top six in Chicago were all Psyche, Jethro, and Patty's shows, which brings me to that topic tonight that we're discussing, our passion. For me, Patty, I remember one of the best things you said, someone asked us why we do this, and Patty's like, because we love it and we're addicted. I would say for me it is. I feel that doing not just the Psychic Gone Wild radio show, but doing the psychic readings and all of it is a passion for me. Patty, what would you describe a passion of yours and something you enjoy that is very psychic?
My passion is whatever it takes. It's kind of about empowering, and whether I'm at a park playing with dogs, or I do all the volunteer work I do and all the nonprofits I work with, or it's just one sitting with one client, whether I'm meeting them down the street or we're sitting in my dining room or like we are on the phone. It's all about seeing that little light turn on and go, oh, here's a new possibility or a new way to look at it or a new this or a new that. And it isn't all from my psychic stuff. It's just from life. It's like, wow, look at that purple rose over there. It's just kind of like that wake up. that's what makes me so happy in whatever form it takes.
Now, those of you tuning in, we're talking with Patty Negri, who's not only phenomenally known for her psychic work in the future and working with past work energy. Patty also is very well known for mediumship. We're talking about going on through the veil and speaking with our loved ones on the other side. Patty, this is a passion. You can't deny it. But have you been teased, obviously, about the fact that you're dealing with a passion that scares the heebie-jeebies out of most people?
I know. It's very, very funny. And like you said, I started when I was a little tiny kid. And it was always interesting to me that people saw it as scary because it was never scary to me. And what I found in my, like, you know, full half century almost of doing it, not what they're showing you in horror films of scary and dark and spooky people coming up. More than that, it's that empowering thing I'm talking about, love, closure, healing, you know, getting those last messages from that deceased loved one, finding out some why, some wherefore, some funny little message that makes you smile, that makes you understand. And if that gives you the heebie-jeebies, you're crazy. No.
Exactly. And, you know, Patty, this is something that those of you are talking about, a passion. One thing I've done a tease with Patty is I've seen her on TV discussing some topics that others have run from. One of them is the idea of having relationships or having some physical attentions from the other side of a ghost. And I had laughed because, you know, we all keep track, and Patty's got to let us know her latest schedule. Here she's on TV and she's on a newscast, and Patty's discussing the fact that, you know, the ghosts do come over and are intimate with human beings. And I'm thinking, Patty, she's all passionately discussing this, and I got to laughing. I said, you know, Patty's out there, here, you know, this stuff happened. And people are like, okay. And I had a friend tell me, they go, Jethro, I really love your friend, but she definitely is not the just normal Jane Gay. No, no, she's not normal Jane Gay. So, Patty, tell us a little bit about that passion. You studied that
passion,
for quite a while.
All right. Passion. It's called spectrophilia. And for the word that you're not using, it's sex. Sex with ghosts. Sex with ghosts and humans. And I know that does bring heebie-jeebies to a lot of people, because what most people know about it is the negative aspects. You hear about the incubus and the succubus and the demon or the devil or the bad creature that comes down. But again, as much or even more than that is the deceased lover that comes back and that gives you warmth and gives you comfort. Because I've worked with people for this for years. Even everybody to my best friend whose husband died of this, you know, long illness of cancer, and then the way he came back to her, she wasn't expecting it. She wasn't going, bring me some, you know, ghost sex or anything. And he just gently came in. He kind of nudged into her, spooned, which was their way of foreplay. And it became into this beautiful movement, beautiful moment. And why would it, if somebody believes in ghosts, like you believe in ghosts, I believe in ghosts, probably a large percentage of the people listening to our show believe in spirits and afterlife. And if you believe, you know, Uncle Bob can come and talk to you and Aunt Betty can come and you could see her knitting and like, wow, she's in a chair knitting or whatever she's doing. Why all of a sudden would the physical intimacy of any sort, whether it's gentle touching or caressing, all of a sudden be out of the picture? Something that in the human experience, human life, sex, lovemaking, intimacy is such a big and major part of our lives, our entire adult lives. Why would all of a sudden that be cut off? That'd be a different thing. Ghosts can come down, but they can't touch you. Ghosts can, in a sense, it doesn't make sense. That to me seems like that weird, strange, false morality put on, you know, by people who wanted to rule people, you know, hundreds of years ago.
Exactly. And, you know, those of you tuning in, this is Psyche's Gone Wild, and we're going a little wilder. We're talking about the topic of passion, and we're talking about spectrophilia. I hope I'm saying spectrophilia?
Yep, that's it.
Oh, my gosh. And we're learning a lot here from Patty Negri. It's wild, and it's at the end of the week, and we always get intense. And, you know, I've got a lot of you guys writing in. We're going to take a couple of phone calls to be wild and give you a few minutes of our time and yours to share, to do a free reading. I do ask that all of you take a time. I need a favor to go to www.psychesgonewild.com. Our website, you only need to go on. You don't have to, if you don't want to put in a no, we do give away prizes. If you want to put in for those contests, we'll be giving away one tonight by Blue Moon Treasures here in Tampa on North 114th Dale Mabry. So if you want to be able to put in, please go ahead and do that. I've got to tell you guys, we are going to be doing, me and Patty's Friday night is open at 9 p.m. and we've had two ladies that are coming in. Kimberly is a new psychic here. She will be working out. She's done some work here in Tampa. But been very phenomenal friend of mine, and the other one is Joanna. So Friday at 9 p.m. on me and Patty's time, listen into the show, listen to the ladies, let us know. Both women women are very not only psychic, but very wound and very much need the support as new people breaking into the radio. They have done it for years, and the big joke I have teased both of them is they came into this really intense and listened to Patty. I know tonight they're listening in, and I want to tell, hey, Kimberly, we love you, and we know with Joanna. So tune in. These are new psychics you've not heard before on the radio. You might have had a reading with them in Ohio, Tampa, Texas. I was trying to remember some of the other states that they have qualified with. But, you know, definitely get ready to have some fun. These are new members that just went, come on, the psychics gone wild. So, Patty, turning into the most funnest conversation we're having here, this swoony, this person, you're talking, the spirit is on the other side. We know Amy Kavanoff, our phenomenal friend over here in Jacksonville, Florida, had said she felt like she broke up. She had never been dropped by a dead person. Her and her husband had broke up with her on the other side and put a lot of people to really to a new level of what? And we got to laughing about this because it does make sense. Why would this other part of life, and it, as we've all known, just another chapter on the other side, stop? Have you ever had individuals, I know that you've done quite a few seances, come to you and want to talk about the person being mad? We have to, a problem here where the person seems to want to hug or be close and gets very upset and breaks things because he can't do the same things he did with his wife when he was physical.
Wow, that's interesting. No, I haven't had that experience because, again, when I'm working with my clients or people that are experiencing this phenomenon, it's all about communication. It's about communicating with the spirit, whether it's verbal or, you know, emotional or, you know, inside or outside. It's as much as not the physical as that communication. Plus, we have to remember that, again, because there is the bad experience as well as the good experience, is that this is our realm of existence. They really do have to play by our rules. Just like with a human lover, you want this to be consensual. You want them to do what you want them to do and not what is not comfortable for you. It's not comfortable. Stop it. You have that right. They have to play by our rules. People just don't know that, so they allow themselves to become victim. Again, when something doesn't feel good or doesn't feel right, in the name of whatever you believe in, you tell it to leave. And guess what? It has to. But put your thought into it in the name of God, in the name of your angels, in the name of your guides, in the name of your dog, in the name of, you know, your Louboutin shoes. It doesn't matter because they have to play by our rules. But people just become victim to something that they're not sure of, just like we in a real human. It's the same kind. So hold your power. And if it's something good and beautiful, communicate with it. And if a ghost is getting cranky or breaking things, you stop that. You don't let them do that. Just like a spoiled child or a spoiled lover. You know, we know lovers can just be like kids.
Exactly. Those who tune in, we're talking here with Patty about the fact of spectrophilia. We are also having our passion is this month of May for Psychics Gone Wild, discussing our passions in life and our topic, and having a lot of individuals call in. We're going to grab a few of the emails. We always have quite a few of our friends, and that's the best way. If you can't get through the 773-897-6461, is to go ahead and type on the website. It will automatically send it to me, and I will turn around and promote that to you over the air. So I had a person tell me yesterday that this was the best way for a shy person to get to have their reading done, was they went to www.psychicsgonewild and put in, and our other psychic, me, did the answer for them. Looking here, we've got Brian is writing in from Rhode Island asking, Patty, this is a very serious situation. My family has told me that if I sell the items that my aunt had left at my house, that she will come back and haunt me. Now, I kid you not, my aunt was a very feisty woman, and I don't doubt for a minute that she wouldn't come back and haunt me. My problem is I need to sell the items because, unfortunately, I don't have the time or space or luxury of being able to pay for security to keep these art items. Please instruct me on what advice you would say, and should I sell these items or not?
If you need to, if you have to, if you want to, yes. Again, don't let living family members guilt you, and don't let dead spirits bully you. Talk to her. Talk to your deceased relative and just say, I respect these things. These things are beautiful and wonderful, and I appreciate that you left them for me, but I can't appreciate them. I need something else. Why don't you let me sell them to somebody who will love them even more than I can? Just like you would talk to a living person. Let them know. Bless those things. Send them off with love. Tell her she's going to, you know, if she wants to visit you, she can visit you. She doesn't need those things. Just give her maybe a different point of view of like, wow, let these be with somebody who does really care about them and love them and want them. Not something to give him, he doesn't want a feeling of a burden attached to them. That's almost like a cranky ghost in itself, having burden or guilt put on by people or ghosts.
I love that, and I agree with that. And I know that a lot of you individuals that are tuning in tonight, we're real and we're live, so you're going to hear outside things, so don't get freaked out. We're just real psychics doing a real job here. I had someone write me in tonight. I've got the funniest thing, Jethro. I had a friend of mine ask me to listen in. I'm loving your show, and I am trying to get you on FM. I want to thank you. Some of the friends, I'm going to say Linda Giorvia, you are family to us. You've been here helping me for the last couple months as a friend and family member, and I love your husband, Michael, just really good people, and you're putting Blue Moon Treasures on the map, and now you've got a friend here listening from FN. We hope me and Patty measure up to you. You teased me about that you wanted to hear the show. This is Patty Negri in Hollywood and Jethro Smith here in Tampa. So let us know. You love the shows. We'll work with you. We've got them done, and I can send them to you in any file form you want. We now, I think, have it in every shape we can do. So please let us know. Thank you for writing in. We're going on over here. I have a Daryl is writing in. Patty, this is a very sad thing to ask you, but I have a sister, Emily, who passed away 2.5 years ago. She was very upset, and we know that she committed suicide. The problem I'm having isn't to talk with her on the other side, because I do feel her here, and I do understand. You had said earlier about family making me feel guilt. My mother and father have both requested, because they believe that she's in purgatory over this, to never even speak or do anything for her. Well, the problem we're having is that her birthday is coming up next month, and I've had some other friends of hers that we do get together, and we have celebrated this since her passing. Is this actually a belief that if a person is in purgatory, by celebrating their birthday, it can cause them not to be rest? Because my mother, I feel, is maybe giving me guilt. Or have you ever heard of this situation?
No, I have never heard of that. And I'm not going to negate your mother's beliefs by any means, because her truth may be very different. But a suicide is, in a sense, a disease. It's something that comes in. It's, let her deal with her karma of it. I am sure she is not in purgatory. I've dealt with many, many suicides and talked to spirits, and they're okay. Sometimes this world was just too much for them. Sometimes they made a pact before they even came in. I'm going to be here for this time. They brought a light. They brought a fire. They brought this thing, and they just had to move on, and there was no other way. Celebrate her birthday. If it's something that upsets your mom, don't tell her. I'm not saying you have to lie to her. Don't by any means have to lie to her. But again, you don't need to cause any problem that there is. And I'm sure your sister will know and be there and appreciate it. And it's certainly you giving love and celebration would not cause anything negative to happen to her. Love creates love, like a little pebble in the water that ripples out. Fear, negativity, that's a different thing. You know, that's not what she would need. Celebrate.
I love that. And those of you tuning in, we're going to get a little wild here. We're going to grab those phones. We're going to do a little bit of talk. We talk about your passion tonight. You friends that are tuning in and all of our listeners, we, like I said, tomorrow night, we're going to be back on 9 p.m. Eastern time with Kimberly Height. So be ready to talk with Kimberly and Patty and me are here tonight and talking about passion. I've got some of you guys writing me, Jethro, your shows are getting better than ever. I like listening in. My friend Sebola had told me that you were a good reader, but I have a little trouble with your understanding your English. Okay, I do understand what you're saying. Come down. I have an interpreter. If you come down to Blue Moon Treasures, I have an interpreter who speaks Spanish. I'm El Quito Español, but I have an interpreter who speaks Spanish as well as fast as I do English. So keep up, honey. We love you. Come on in. It's a 727. You're on live tonight with Psyche's Gone Wild with Patty and Jethro. How are you, 727?
Hello. Hello. Hey.
How are you? I don't know. I think 727 has ran out, or they're having some spectrophilia. So we're going to let it go right on. They just became a ghost. How about 678? We got a time. How are you, 678? Welcome. Can you hear 678? Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
We're going to try 718.
I'm here. Do you hear me?
Oh, honey, I can hear you, and I'm so glad. If you'd have been the third time, I'd have screamed and ran, because I'm going, oh, no, we thought we were doing a show live. We've got all these people.
Well, you know how spirit works, right? It knocks them off if it doesn't want them there. Right off.
You know, what a sense of humor makes us with all this silliness, and then it just, you know, comes in and does what it wants.
That's right. Well, I don't like that necrophilia or whatever it is. I'm not interested. I want to know about the people still here. I prefer the other side.
That's different.
But not for that. For every other subject.
You want a real partner on this side is what you're saying to us now. Can we talk about this?
Yeah, because she made a comment. She said most of our adult life is spent having sex, not mine. I don't like that.
Well,
I feel like my whole life I should have.
I didn't mean that we spent our whole lives having sex. You know, wait, are we going to be so lucky?
A lot of our adult life, you said.
I said it's a part of our human experience.
That doesn't mean
that we're always doing it, but it's a big part of our human experience. It doesn't mean an often part necessarily. But it's usually an important part.
No, I think it should be a big part. It's nice.
Part. Yeah. Yeah. But not necrophilia. Necrophilia, no, I don't know any good parts of that. That's human having dead sex with a dead
yeah.
Human.
No, listen, I have an ex-boyfriend that died like 2 weeks ago. And he always was after me my whole life. I never really had feelings. But like a friend, I don't want him to hear because I feel him around. But I don't want him like showing up in the shower or something. You know, I'm not interested in that.
Then that's your choice. He probably won't. And if he did for some reason, just say, get the heck out. You're not invited.
That's right. I know that.
Ladies.
But tell me about on this side.
So the relationships you're having on this side. Well, you're an audio one. I got to get permission from your guide, so will you say your first name for me?
Sure. Mindy.
Mindy, I'm so glad that you called in. I was thinking of somebody who just had committed suicide that was actually on the Mork and Mindy show here. There's something going on with energy tonight.
Get out of here.
I'm not kidding you. And you're teasing. Then when you said you had me going, and I was like, well, you mean not everyone gets to have sex all of us as an adult? I'm like turning this in. Patty, we've been out there. I guess we went to live. You know, we're past the kids. You know, we both have relationships and lovers, and they're like, okay, you two are wild. And Mindy, I love your energy. I had to tease you a little bit about the sex thing. It made me red, and at my age, that's fun to still do. So the angels are saints. Is it telling me that the new part for you and the new relation coming in? I do. I'm picking up that there is a man that is going to be in the relationship with you, but I'm being told that it is not coming into like July. They're going to hold off a little bit. I think you have some people who are kind of interested, but you're a funny individual in a good way, Mindy. They're showing me you have people that are looking, but the problem is they're not looking the right way. You have some kink, and I'm going to just use that word. You have some different unique people. Who are trying to get around you for attention, and you don't want to mother them. You just would like to be passionate. I think the sexual thing would be, like you said, you haven't had it. Well, now it's your turn. I feel that's part of where you're like, I don't want to be their friend or their confidant. I want to be their passionate lover. I feel that's a part of you that's coming to where you need to have that.
Yes, and the ones who want that either have girlfriends or wives, and I got to be number one. I'm not interested.
You don't want to be salad bar. I can't believe this. You know, you don't want to be the main topic, girl. Love you.
That's right.
Oh, my God. Am I going to tease these guys who do this? You know, come on, guys. If you think about this, exactly what you just said, you want to be the main. If they're putting all the attention or tantra or really making love and intensity, then that should be. If they're out there with three or four and the other, then you and I both know that they're not really enjoying that experience. Because, you know, part of it, I want to tease you guys, and I've had some really studs in my life, friends that have talked to me. You're not really going this level because you want to have that intimacy and that strength with the person. And I've not met a woman yet, and a compliment, that one woman is not enough. If you have the intensity and that woman is aroused or wanting to be with you, you don't need other friends. You know, you're booked for the whole year. You know, I'm just going to say.
Well, you know, I'm in New York, so they're
yes.
The men, a lot of the men here, it's like the macho type of men, and it's quantity, not quality. And I'm just not interested in anything that's less than the best I can have or be. I'm not. And I am going to move soon. Not because of that, but I'm just saying maybe there'll be a different type of man. I don't know.
I see somebody there too. And he feels a little bit businessy, man. Kind of nice. Kind of, I'm feeling a little reserved. I'm feeling, again, that he will treat you the way you're supposed to be treated as number one. And
I hope
you
so.
Might, and even if you stay in New York, you're going to, there's a few in New York, really. I've been there.
No, I don't know. I've been here my whole life.
It is an energy. Now, Patty, you help us. And Patty's going to help us here. Mindy, Patty's been with some of the most sexy symbol men. She's been with some of the most highest comedians, dancers. She's been with people that people dream. And how do you deal, Patty, with that personality? I know that you're acting the different part when you're up doing it, but you do have this person's personality outside of it. Are they all just as happy and go the way you are, just you love life? Or are there some of those actors that are a little arrogant? How did you deal with their macho?
Honestly, that little most arrogant thing is kind of still out of insecurity on their way up. Once you meet the really big stars, they seem to have gotten over that. I mean, yes, there's the macho guy that whatever you're going to do, he'd be, whether he was a movie star or a mechanic, that thing. But
I actually like that, but I want that type with full loyalty. And that's hard, you know? I mean, I don't want to say cliche that type is all cheaters. I like someone with self-respect. I don't want it to be the shallow part of that.
Wow.
You understand?
So you want the hot, beautiful man.
Yeah,
and
that's what I end up with.
And
of course,
fair enough.
I know, but it doesn't work out. If you have the prettiest one in the room, everyone wants him. It's not good. I don't want that anymore.
Yeah. We love you, Mindy. We got to go with other people. Definitely follow us. Go to psychicsgunwild.com. We'll be giving away a prize tonight. We have an Opalite pearl necklace. Well, I would hope to, you know, it's a actually a pearl drop is what they call it. It looks like a teardrop size, and it's very beautiful. Opalite helps with your sixth chakra and the fact that it'll help you see auras. If you look without seeing or some of the things that people will talk about with that stone, it can help enhance it. And I love you, Mindy. You rock. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
We are wild. Patty and Jethro doing a Thursday night dancing to the wild song. I hope all of you guys are really ready for the passion. We have a friend here who wrote in Patty quite a few months ago and is just confirming. Patty, I want to thank you so much over here in United Kingdom. You helped me with my friend Russell. He's your biggest fan. And now he's working on videos again because Jethro told us in an email that we're supposed to be helping with the videos. And I want to tease you, Patty. Writing videos for you is one of Russell's passions. So be ready to United the States to have a Psychics Gone Wild Patty video. Thank you, Russell.
I can't wait. Thank you, Russell.
We love it. Yes.
Oh, I'm touching.
And Patty's beautiful voice, one of the things that will always be remembered. Those of you who tune into Psychics Gone Wild, we are doing that again. Not only picking your best video, go in there to YouTube. Grab a hold of our Psychics Gone Wild. For those of you tuning into the new program, we have done a lot more work with that. We're working out with some other work with it. We've turned our turntable to you, audience. So let us know. What do you got? I had a lot of you tell me that you loved it. Patty was picked as one of our not only top positive entertainers, but the most funnest one to listen to. Jan Bach Drakey, a sweetheart, very much kind person, loved listening to Jan. So, you know, let us know who you like listening to. Gary Wimmer, he's a phenomenal litmusy reader. He's also very psychic. And it's something you guys may not know. Gary's been in quite a few movies like Patty, too. We do tease him. The last one, he was actually a very scary movie. He was the killer in the movie and teased me very bad, but Gary did it very well. So those of you who love Gary as a good guy, you've definitely got to tune into Gary's website at Gary Wimmer and see that video. It's very spooky. It's very lifelike. I think this is what's going to happen if they're not nice to him at the bank, he told me. So all of you guys, we're having fun. It's there. Patty, I know that you enjoy your career, and we were just discussing a little bit about the passions. Now, am I correct? I know that you have your own company. What would be one of your passionate ones? If you could put on a play or some of the theatrics that I know you do quite a few there in LA, just name a few passionate ones that you would like to play and be able to do for some of the, you know, people who follow your work.
Well, as far as on live, my production company, I do live. I very little video or TV or film. I'm on stage, which is a long time passion of mine, because you're there in the moment. You know, there's no retake, there's no cut, there's no edit that bad part out. You are there. So that is one of my passions. And I've rarely done traditional theater. Let's do Sound of Music. I want to play this. Let's do, you know. I actually write and create most of my shows. They're almost like that next generation of sketch with music, because they're so informational, because my company Brain Brew will teach motivation, will teach new policy to Mattel or the bank or to this or to that. So you figure out, like, in one show, I will be playing a 90-year-old woman, and then I'll be playing a 15-year-old teenager, which I would never play in real life, and then I'll get to be playing this crazed whatever. So it's that, think of it, I guess it's the comedic aspect, this quick change, the now you're putting on an accent, and now you're doing here, and now you're doing this. And again, and there's a message all along. It may not be the same message you and I have. You know, what we do and with this work, our spiritual message, our enlightenment message, our energy message, it might be a message on, you know, how to be a good bank teller, but still, it's message work. So that's one of my great passions. And then again, for the film and TV stuff, as silly as a lot of it is, I love the spontaneity, because I think it fits in with the other of the reality. And again, reality is not all that cat fight, lowest common denominator, icky stuff. Actually, I've never even done those shows. But it's that in the moment, anything can happen, usually does, follow you around with a camera. There is nothing funner. It's like being on a roller coaster and not knowing what the track is.
I got to tell you, I love that, Patty, and this is a passion I'm going to put out to the world. I would love to see, and Patty has been on film with him before, and I would say with her and Chevy Chase, A Sense of Humor, or with you in The Intensity with Burt Reynolds. I know a lot of people have said that. You know, they've liked looking back on the ones. So those of you putting out there, think of your passion. Put in what you'd like to see, what you'd like to have, and send it to us. We will read it over the air, and we'll talk about it. That's what The Wild is about. I love a lot of you fans that are writing in. Just having Patty on the show makes me feel better, Jethro. This is your friend Ken, and I'm over here in Nebraska. It's too hot, and I'm really cranky tonight. The show's really going great. Okay, listen in, Ken. We love you, and I know you with all those 9 kids. I bet this is probably a little breather for you there. 347, how are you doing tonight, 347?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Great. We started out a little kooky. We got a ton of people that can't get through. How did you get through? Are you doing a little magic tonight or working?
I guess I did. I don't know.
Great. Well, what can me and Patty help you with? I can feel your energy. You've got a lot of change or something coming. I feel like there's a little sparkles going on around you.
Right. That's how I'm feeling. That's why I'm calling. I have a job interview. I guess just what you guys pick up, because I want to know about love and career, just those two things.
Did we get your name? Did we miss your name?
Oh, Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. Sorry if I might have missed it. Well, I do feel a whole lot of energy around you. I feel like, whew, like you can do anything. Moving, flowing, you have that power, energy to go for it. And I do see something new taking off, and it's creative. So it could either be job that has that creative side of yourself or a new relationship. I maybe Jethro can get more clarity on it, but I see something new.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would definitely relationship, because I'm not saying that there's not a job too, but I just saw somebody new coming in. Again, feels kind of gentle and a little artsy. That doesn't mean they're an artist sitting there painting, but that much more intuitive type of being.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. Oh, Jethro, you got something?
I do. I feel that, and I think that's why I saw with the other energy. I feel that it is. I think there's magic working around you because I feel like the guides are saying that it's done. You've done a good enchant, and now with Pluto going backwards, a lot of people are like, all of my scary stuff is coming out. Instead of looking like I feel with you, yeah, and so is the other stuff. So is the fact that I feel like you used to wait a little bit with relationship. I feel like there's something about going on for you that this job is going to be a real good blessing. I'm being told that it is. I feel like it is with colors and, like Patty said, artistic also relating with you. I'm hearing the angels mm-hmm. say that you've gone to a point now where you're not going to settle. I feel like you've put in there some people looking at you for work or something that's there, and I feel like you're not crazy about it, but you're going to jump and shoot for the stars and land on the moon is what I feel. I feel like something good work-wise is coming there, and you've put in for it. You're just ready. I feel like you're ready for the whole change. You're kind of done with the old mundane.
Yes. Yes, very true. Awesome. Okay.
Thank you. We love you. Definitely, you're going to put in for that opalite necklace. I think you'd like it. But it's psychicsgonewild.com. Like I say, it's very fun. And we give away the prizes. The reason we do that is we want to show you our value. You call in, you talk with us, you're our friend, and we send them. I do tease people. You have to give me a snail mail address because I am psychic, but I don't know. I had a guy put down just his first name and said I should know it. I was psychic. And I go, you would have won had you done that. We also had a person that won the candy one, and we do give you a time limit. You know, we are here, but we plan on moving on, so we give you, if you put in for it, you know, give me a time limit to know with it, you'll get it in the mail. One of the excellent things, okay. We've had a lot of people win, and right now, Maddie and Kathy Epasco, you are our top winners of Psychics Gone Wild. You have won more than any other persons and other individuals, and we love you, and you're our top fans. One's a Jan fan, and the other one's a Patty Negri fan, so we keep track of that kind of stuff for Psychics Gone Wild because it's fun, and we want to thank you guys for listening in. Russell is our number one video making fan and has won some prizes, but Russell is one prize off from being in the top prize. So sorry, Russell, we got to get that video out of you. So thank you for tuning in. We love you, and keep us informed. Please follow along, and if you would go over to www.psychicsgonewild.com just to show me that people are still listening to the radio show.
Okay, sure, no problem. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. We're here and we're going a little wild. Patty, I don't know if you understand me about this, but my sister told me that numerology, I would never be married. We joked about it for years. Well, now I am getting into my 30s, and I'm beginning to be a little odd because my uncle had also teased me from the other side, and a couple of my relationships have joked about him coming back and saying odd things, like I would do things to these men. I do feel that there's something going on here. I know that my uncle had a really good sense of humor, but I can't seem to find a guy that can get past my uncle's hurdle he's put around me. Any suggestions on making him stop teasing my future dates?
Yeah, ask him to. And never, nobody could tell you anything. There is no never, ever, never. That's okay, even if a numerology leads this way or some great seer tells you this, we are the architects of our life. We were given free will by whatever your belief system, whatever your religion, your spirituality, we were given free will to choose. Yes, there's forms of fate. Yes, there's paths that are created, but we have that complete choice. So, but you're feeding into that by the fear or like, oh, what if this is true? And you are making it true. If you want to say, if being married is something you want to do, you say, dang it, that's not true, and I'm going to get married. And guess what? You will. We are manifestors. You are a manifester. But if that's like when somebody says, the worst curse somebody could do to somebody is tell somebody they're putting a curse on them, but not really, because now that person's creating their own curse by the fear. So let go. Nobody can tell anybody anything except God. And if God didn't come out of a monster bush burning and tell you that, then nobody knows what they're talking about.
I agree. And you know, that's something, Patty, that, you know, this is where I love about Patty with this subject. She's put a whole new light on it, and she's broken some of the old traditional things that people had around it. I mean, I remember there was all these scary rules. It was like, okay, you could go to a mediumship, but you couldn't go the same way. You had to come back from it a different way. Then you went, and you had to be careful of this. And they had you so apprehensive, even as a psychic. And I told you, some of you guys know what my younger experience from my book, Living in the Psychic Realm, that this was an area that was real odd. I remember a couple of older, stronger people in this who were like, you don't walk with the dead. Leave the dead alone. Let the dead stay dead. Things would happen. We'd have situations. I do agree it's hard for us, those that are intuitive or psychic, to go around psychic ghost house. And I'm dealing with some of that experience now. With those of you know, I'm doing some ghost hunting. But what I've realized, and Patty's given me the strength, is we have to reach in and find in ourselves that we are the power of it. And, you know, I've never feared death because you guys know I've died twice and came back. But what has been the most positive experience for me is, Patty, how you deal with that other side. I don't remember anybody ever saying some of the remarks Patty said. And one of them is, you know, you don't want to go and talk to the guy who died behind 7-Eleven. He's not going to give you great advice. You know, that was so funny because it made sense, you know.
Yeah, and that's so funny because all of a sudden somebody thinks they get a message from the other side, whether they're just in a mediumship or they're a Ouija board or a seance or whatever that is, and they take it as this fact, like it's written in some big professional book. Not necessarily.
And I,
you know, that's where you use that intuition and like,
And I used Patty's example for those of you who tune in right recently, and we did a ghost hunting party, and there was two individuals working in a store who were fighting tooth and nail. Part of it was the ghost on the other side was telling each of them stories. So obviously the ghost was strong enough to come from the other side. They believed it as gospel. The ghost was having a lot of fun with these two because what had happened is they both had become very much instrumental in keeping this ghost entertained. And like I told the gentleman, I said, you know, the problem is you're fun. I mean, this ghost is probably really enjoying this, and you're sitting here fighting. And I used Patty's example. I said, you know, who is this ghost? Are we talking to this ghost? Do we know who it is? And the guy told me shortly, he goes, well, it's Sam. And he got upset, and I go, well, who's Sam? And neither one of them knew who Sam was, but they sure were listening to him and was really kind of having a big fight and a debate as Sam was doing energy. So those of you who love to do ghost hunting, like I love what Patty said, you know, work with it, know what you're doing, handle this, get with a professional like Patty if you have any questions. That's the fun of this. Let's say you're sitting down right now in Tampa and you've got some questions. Contact Patty at psychicsgonewall.com or Patty Negreet, and you can get a hold of her on either website or Facebook, and she'll set up a time to get with you and do it through Skype or through phone or what is more convenient for you. I love all of you guys. We've got a bunch of you tuning in. We're going to try and grab those phones again. We've got a bunch on the phones. Patty's fans have kicked in, and we've got a big group waiting. So don't get wild. Don't get uptight. Just hang on. Jeff was trying to do it. We're going to try again with, how about let's try that 727-244. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, my
goodness.
Hear me? What are you doing? Yes, we can.
Listening to you and talking to Kim on the all the same time.
Oh, my goodness. It's good to hear you. This is a friend of ours here, Joanne. I want to tease you. Not Joanna. Joanna's going to be the next week. And we have a lot of Joannes and Joannas down here. This is our healing friend. So what do you think of Patty and me talking about the passions? What passions do you have? Can you say them over the air, or can we have to beep you?
No. No, but I got a question for Patty. Can we, is it bad, or can we send a ghost to somebody that might be a white light ghost to somebody that needs to get laid? And it's not me.
That's getting into a really tricky territory. Because again, like the difference of good magic and not good magic is being manipulation or affecting somebody else that's not you. And so, in a sense, it's like doing a love spell on a certain person versus just bring me love. Bring me love to Bob. That's not good magic. So sending somebody to a ghost who doesn't need it without, you know, their real permission, I would say that wouldn't probably be the wisest move, unless you talk to them about it.
Okay.
But it's not like dating service, really. It's not like pass for dates.
I think it's a matchmaking. I've known some ghosts that I would think they would make a good match. But, yeah, that would be kind of like a little bit of a Beetlejuice thing there going on or something. Thank you, Joanne, and tell Kim hey, and we're loving all of you guys. I'm going to keep on rolling, and I'm supposed to tease you. The peanut butter pie was phenomenal. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Good.
Very
welcome. About 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm eating peanut butter pie. Thank you. I can't wait to see you at the Psychic Circle. Okay.
All right.
Those of you tuning in that we're at Blue Moon Treasures having our Psychic Circle and fun, these are some friends. We're going to grab that phone. 315, you're on live. How's the Psychic's Gone Wild? How are you, 315?
Hi, Jethro, it's Annette and Patty.
Hey, how you doing up there in New York? And one of our regulars.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was just wondering if you could give me an idea how come I'm trying to get my house like all ready, you know, for realtors to show, and it's already on the market. And it seems like I've contacted three contractors, and it's like, oh, yeah, you know, we'll be right here, blah, blah, blah. And my ex was a contractor, so, you know, like if we told them that we were going to be there because we own our own business, that you'd be there. And it seems like, you know, how many people – what I'm trying to say is I have a to-do list and it's not moving, and I'm trying to get people to do their stuff. You know what I mean? So what's going on?
Did you a couple of things. Number one, if the contractors aren't showing up, those are contractors you didn't want to have anyway, because that means they're not responsible or not being good business people. So be glad they didn't show up if they were that kind of people. Number two, did you do any kind of a clearing or a blessing on your house? Talk to it, prepare it, do any kind of a little ritual on your own?
Oh, I just, I do it like on the full moon and stuff like that. But, you know, I don't sage it or anything like that.
Okay, but there's something, whether you're using sage or not, you know, I have lots of stuff about sage and doing things after sage because that creates a vacuum. But, you know, whether it's not a saging or something, go really, I almost want to say talk to the house, but prepare the house. Do some form of going through it, talking to it, rituals, maybe working with some other kind of an incense or bringing in light and candles, kind of explaining what you're doing and making sure that there's not any kind of a blockage there.
Right. It just seems that, you know, like I know how to make a to-do list and get it done, you know, and these are people that I'm getting, you know, other people are saying, oh, this guy's good and this guy's good and this guy's good. You know, like they have good references and it's like, okay, you're going to come through my house and tell me you're going to help me out. And, you know, I don't care what the price is, if it's good, you know what I mean? And then they don't show up. It's like, okay, what the heck, you know? So... I don't know.
Yeah. Well, then I would take it again is that they weren't the ones meant for you and you just haven't met that right one yet. Because somebody who doesn't show up and doesn't call, that's not a good business person, no matter maybe they were for somebody else, but maybe they've got their own thing going on. And maybe it wasn't the right timing. Again, it's that bigger picture. I don't know, Jethro, do you got something on that?
I'm feeling that, you know, that I feel like that, you know, and I have used the saint before with it, and I've had people talk with Joseph and bearing it down. It works very well. I have, I'm hearing with the guides with you that this is a very strong energy that's going on with you, Nanette, and I got to tease you. You know, we've become friends here, and I tease Nanette mercifully about being our wild hairstylist that we love dearly. But this energy with you is going on is that there is something that's happening from the past with it, and I do feel that you need to trim your hair. Your hair holds onto the memories, and I feel like it's a letting go of all of it together. I feel you should make a ritual of this. I feel that I would sit down, see it, know it, be it, and have it. Do the ritual, see the new place, do the energy out, and I do feel that it's going to come into breaking this habit of other things going on. There is something that's not right there, and I feel like you've gotten some people that put your name out or something odd there, that they're playing you a little bit because they know you're in the business, and I feel that that's what's going on, and I don't think it's anything you're doing in that. I don't think it's like, you know, but I feel like you've got some people that are trying to mess with you or something in the real estate, honestly.
Yeah, me too. You know, it's like, you know, like that one house that I really liked, I could walk in with a couple boxes and it'd be home, you know, and like you said, I was a former realtor and I'm like, okay, now what's going on here, you know? You know, I kind of just think that they're not going to, you know, the sellers and, you know, presenting it right, you know?
So I
won't hold you guys up.
Mm-hmm. No, you're fine. We love you, Annette, and we thank you for calling in. Please remember to tell all of your Facebook friends and everyone, too, to come in. And, you know, and Annette, you've won a few prizes. Let's get you up there tonight. If you put on psychesgonewild.com, we'll be giving away that Opal Light necklace in about, actually, 2 minutes. Woo!
Okay.
I love the hair thing, by the way. That feels really good, the hair trim and shift and change.
Yeah, I do need a hair trim. That's kind of funny that he thought that.
Jethro's good. Jethro's good.
I love my guides. I think I come from guides that were very much into ritual. We used to laugh. I think I've told you there's 8 children in my family, and we had other multiple children my mother had, also like aunts and uncles that she raised and adopted children of families. At one time, I think we had like 17. Long story short, I was the child always out of all of them that no matter what it was, I looked for the ritual. My guides have something because I studied it, and one thing good about metaphysical, I found out just putting different energies together. I mean, I have friends go, okay, Jethro, you know, you're talking about the Baga, the Feng Shui. You're not Asian. You're talking about this stuff over here. You're not Buddhist. I go, what I'm telling you is it works. And I had a lady tease me the other day. She goes, Jethro, we went through 20-some years in Colorado, and someday I'll go when we have time, not today because we're running. But you wouldn't believe the things that my guides have told me on ritual that just really work. And it's like the woman says, what are you talking about? You did a little bit of a cup of water and everything. And I said, that's what they told me. And she goes, you know what? She goes, Jethro, I think that you had a life where you were just actually maybe you were the maid for some kind of noble people, and they had you do magic all day. And I said, I think so. So we love you to death. Don't you forget us. And don't ever apologize for calling us. We're your friends. That's what we're here for.
Thank you.
Okay, honey. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. We love you dearly. We're grabbing a hold of the basket. No, I've got to grab the emails. That sounds really cool if we had the basket like you see on TV, but I don't have that. So what I've got to do is reach in and grab an email, and I'm going over there, and I'm going to do, Patty, we've got 197. Patty, which? Give me a number from 1 to 197 here.
Lucky 13.
13. Okay. Julia McConnell in Newsburg, you have won. And so we thank you very much. And there, we sent that out to you. You've got everything down here. Please tell Patty I still love listening to the show. She makes me laugh so much. And Blue Panties worked for me. I got the job. Woohoo. Okay.
Yay.
Oh, for all of you tuning in, Patty let us know that what was worked for her on getting the job was to wear blue panties.
It's amazing.
Obviously, this worked for her, so we're
cheating. Yay, congratulations.
All of you, I hope you're having a great time. I am too. Patty, is there anything you want to tell everybody? We've kind of got a little bit of time here, just kind of run to the last. But I do want to tease all of you that called it on the phones. I had a bunch of people that are just, they said that the phones are just being totally crazy. It happens. I think there was a reason for that. I think tonight was a night just to play and have a good time, and we have. I hope you have. I've enjoyed working with you, and I've had a lot of friends ask me why we do it with passion. It's to help you people that are here.
Yeah, that's what we're here. And again, this is it's May. It's summer is coming. It's spring. It's full bloom. Whatever your weather really is, so get out and enjoy it. In my belief system, we just had one of our major celebrations, which is May Day, called Beltane. And I got with, a couple hundred of my best friends, and we dressed up kind of Ren Fairy and danced the maypole and celebrated and jumped over fire. And it was so, it's about life. It is about fertility and passion and creativity. So celebrate the season. The world is alive. So jump in, look at it, see it, feel it, taste it, smell it. That's what I have to say.
I love that. And Patty, that's the passion of living life, and it's what we've talked about on the show ever since I can remember when me and Patty first got together and did this, is the enjoyment of it. I've had people say, why do you do it? I go, because of the fun of it. That's the way to look at it. And if you're having something in your life that isn't, please get with one of us that can. I have people tell me, when do I get a reading? I always believe this. You'll feel the energy. And I personally, as a person who's always had my own readings on with people, because I do believe it is a no to when to go home, the energy will tell you that. And like Patty was saying there, you're feeling the passion. That's sometimes the best time to go and grab that reading, because your mind's sitting there and you're going, I've got this, I'm doing it. Have that psychic. Be hyper, be happy, be intense, and then just let the psychic talk and get it. You'll be so impressed as far as you can hold it. And I've had a lot of you guys tease me about, you want to talk to. Hold on to it as long as you can, because you're going to be so amazed as your guides are telling you this is where it is and that's what is going on and here's where we're working together, because then you get that other part of the passionate part of it. I got to tell you guys, this is one of the most funnest thing is the most passionate, not only giving a reading but is also receiving a reading, because from doing this so many years, it amazes me still today to meet people like Kimberly Hyde, to talk with Joanna Gerard, to have someone like Patty. We're sitting here talking and Patty's like, I'm getting this, and I'm like, oh my gosh, Patty, I forgot about that. You know, that's the fun of this. Dina Flanagan the other night, all of a sudden, right out of the middle, she picked up something else and was helping me and the person healing. You know, it's just what we do to be fun. And all of you who don't understand this, the unseen world, take a look at it. Patty, we've had a lot of people discuss this about magic. These are a couple of questions I've had, and I've kind of held on to them. We've got a little few minutes here. Do you experience the ideas of the mermaid? Do you believe there's any kind of theory? We've all talked here of actual mermaids, or is this something that was, you know, made up, and it was actually sea lions or walruses they were seeing, and they were just drinking out there? Is that something you believe in at all, Patty?
Oh, that's a really good question, because I know there was that one movie that they did as it was real, and it turned out later it was a hoax, but it was so beautifully done. I actually saw it, and I'm like, oh my God, they've got mermaid bones. But I'm a believer in magic, and mermaids, whether they were ever really real, they have the story, they have their mythology, they have their beauty. And I honestly do think that they came from something real. I do. Whether they're here now, I don't know. I hope so. I believe they certainly can be. It just, like fairy, I believe in fairies. Some people really see them. I've seen them. Some people don't believe it is. Is it a really a little Tinkerbell-looking thing with wings? Or is it that energy source that... that there might be many truths to that. But I believe in mermaids. How about you, Jethro? You believe in mermaids or man-made?
Yeah, I actually do. And I love what you just said, Patty, because I believe about this, this is a good topic for like Lemuria, Atlantis. And I know there was a time with very beautiful people here that we've done that we're still going back to some of that. I think that they were actually here with the dolphins. I think they were part of our people. I think where they got the bad rep is I think some of the human beings did some things maybe that weren't so proper, and the mermaids got mad and did some things and went off to a father place to never deal with us again. So I do believe in them. I love what Patty said about the magic. I can tell you guys that for years that a lotus stone is probably a funky looking stone, but you pour a little whiskey in it and give it a little drink and it will bring you money. Is it crazy? Yes, but that stone likes whiskey. That is magic. I can tell you guys that a lot of people would argue that to this day and say, Jethro, I'm not going to take that lotus stone and give it a little whiskey because I'm not going to waste the whiskey. Well, that's what the whole fun about this is. We're learning from every day. Dragons is something I believe very much in, and I've proven this. Mm-hmm. Those of you who are Reiki masters know that they're the different ones. You get different dragons given to you. I know of some other individuals who proved single-handed to me almost, well, 10 to 15 years ago that her dragon was not only actively working but was bringing things to her. I had always believed in them, and I actually have worked with them. I think that, like Patty said, you believe in the magic, it's open to you. I know of a friend yesterday was telling me she found all the pennies and was freaking out that the guides had blessed her and thought she was to stay in the town. The guides bumped her on the head twice, almost, unfortunately, we joke about it. She's a very beautiful lady, but a little, what would we say, maybe clumsy or not graceful, and bopped her, and we teased her. She was just, read the bumps on my head, teasing me, and I said, I think they're telling you, yes, take the money and run. That song, take the money. And it stopped. Everything went really good. The money started doing it, and she left. She told me, she's like, I'm so glad. She goes, I didn't want to get bopped the third time. I go, yeah, the third time's a charm. I'm a little worried that she was going to get more of a concussion. I work next to a tattoo shop, and I'm like, she bonked into their piercing center. We were a little afraid, you know, for them. They were like, what hit the building? Go, well, Linda's hand. So we want to make sure that you guys that are getting this stuff in the magic, talk to your friends and people like me and Patty. Call Psychics Gone Wild. Get a hold of us on Facebook, which those of you who are looking for it. I'm looking for a few hundred new friends. I have a new joke. Facebook found out that some of the people that were writing on my site had changed their emails and were duplicate, and they found out they were not actual real people, so they took them away. So I want real people back. I want to be able to say, every time I go into Facebook, I have real people. So if you know of 100 real friends, go on there today. I'm Psychic Jethro Tin, and Patty Negri, I know Patty's always looking for extra friends. Become our friends. Come in here. Let's show the magic. Let's do it, and let's see if there's mermaids. Let's study it. And next month, we'll be talking about finding those things that other people are a little bit leery of. Loch Ness Monster. Do you believe also that there is, you know, big pythons down here in Florida that are eating people? I know that there was some speculation. We joked about it. My son's down here, and he's going to go alligator hunting. I'm hoping he brings some back, but I'm not really of that idea. Something about getting in the water with something that's got teeth and an attitude just doesn't turn me on. Patty, talk to us here. Would you do alligator hunting? Was that a passion you might try?
No, that doesn't even sound like anything fun. I would go out looking for the Loch Ness Monster. I'd go out looking for Bigfoot and for mermaids and for
I go fairy hunts all the time, but I there's nothing inspiring about finding an alligator. No.
Well,
I love them. They're pretty. From afar.
Oh, and me and Kay had when we run into a boat with Olivia last year. We went for Christmas. We did a camping, and we run into one in the water. Very scary. I agree with you, Patty. We love all of you guys. Go to psychesgunwall.com. We are running out. We got 30 seconds. That's where you can find us, is psychesgunwall.com or jethrosmith.net. And Patty, we can find you at
pattynegri.com, pattinegri.com. And of course, Psychics Gone Wild and Facebook, Twitter, and
blah, blah. We love all of you guys. Stay wild. It's the way to be.